This message comes from NPR sponsor LiveRight, publishers of Left 4 Dead, Shipwreck, Treachery, and Survival at the Edge of the World by Eric J. Dolan. The true story of five castaways abandoned on the Falkland Islands during the War of 1812. Available wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Police and riot gear have cleared a pro-Palestinian encampment at Columbia University in New York and arrested protesters who occupied an academic building. NPR's Adrian Florido reports that students were led away in zip ties and driven away in NYPD buses.
The police arrived on campus a little after 9 p.m. and raided Hamilton Hall. Protesters had taken the building over early Tuesday morning. The police also cleared students out of an encampment that they'd been maintaining on a lawn in the center of campus as a protest against Israel's war in Gaza. In a statement, the university said it was left with no choice but to call in the police after protesters took over and began vandalizing the building. "We will not risk the safety of our community or the potential for further escalation," the university said. NPR saw students, their hands bound behind their backs with zip ties, being led onto several NYPD buses. At the same time, police were carrying out an operation to clear protesters from the City College of New York. Adrian Florido, NPR News.
Anti-war protesters clashed with police at City College of New York, prompting arrests, as NPR's Jasmine Garz reports.
Things are definitely starting to heat up here. The police is getting into confrontations with some of the protesters. Just now, there was a small stampede. We estimate that there are far more police than protesters. Far more police.
NPR's Jasmine Garz reporting the unrest at City College played out as Harlem College followed other institutions of higher learning by moving classes online. More than 100 pro-Palestinian protesters have been arrested at one of the largest public universities in Texas. Officials at UT Austin say students there may protest as long as they do not cause any disruptions, as NPR's Sergio Martinez-Beltran reports.
UT Austin has said they respect the students' right to protest and their First Amendment rights, but they have said they will not tolerate any disruption. The university has been passing around flyers to protesters that establish the rules for them to protest. They say students can peacefully protest, but again, they cannot make loud sounds that interfere with learning. That's how UT Austin puts it. Students who get arrested could be charged with disorderly conduct and criminal trespass, although it's important to note that all charges were dropped for those arrested last week. At some point, UT Austin said those arrested were going to be banned from campus, but then they changed their tune a few times, and now they say that students are not going to be restricted, but that bans could happen after final exams are over. But some faculty members publicly disagree with the university using police. They say they're worried about the precedent this set for public universities across the country.
Sergio Martinez-Bertrand in Austin. A New York judge has fined Donald Trump $1,000 for each of the 9 violations of his gag order. The former president is barred from attacking witnesses, prosecutors, and court staff during his criminal fraud trial. He's pleaded not guilty to falsifying business records. This is NPR News. At least one person is dead and 3 others are injured after a tornado swept through northeastern Kansas. Officials in Pottawatomie County say the twister touched down in the city of Westmoreland, destroying nearly 24 homes and outbuildings. A spokesman says the entire city lost power Tuesday. Westmoreland is situated about 45 minutes northwest of Topeka. Similar bad weather is expected on Wednesday in the Central Plains into western Texas. Starbucks is reporting its first drop in sales since the start of the COVID pandemic. As NPR's Alina Selyuk reports, the decline is being driven by weak demand in its 2 biggest markets, the United States and China.
Sales in the U.S. fell 3%, in China 11%. Across the board, people visited less. Reasons include an especially cold January, plus Starbucks facing boycotts over its perceived position on the Israel-Hamas war. The CEO also says shoppers who are only occasional visitors have been less spendy. And so Starbucks executives listed numerous plans for recovery. There's the pilot to keep some stores open overnight, changes to cut customer wait times in the morning rush, more focus on making sure popular items are in stock, like the potato, cheddar, and chive bake, and new drink ideas, trying to recreate the success of its recent launch of lavender-flavored beverages, which Starbucks says rivaled the pumpkin spice latte in popularity. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific market, shares are mixed, up a fraction in Hong Kong. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.